Hello, it is Monday and I'm standing in front of the BC Museum. You can see all the totem poles here. It's the beginning of a new week and I'm starting to feel a little bit better, thankfully. Had a good start to the week. I planned 2 Namaste yoga classes this week and Tim just sent me a voice message to say, speak up! Because he thinks I don't speak loudly enough on these vlogs. I'm not actually very loud talker. I don't have a very loud voice, so thank goodness I'm in video, not theater. Anyway, I planned 2 Namaste yoga classes this morning because right now we are planning a trip in 2 weeks. We've got a little short March break getaway planned where we're going to be going to Ucuilute, which is close to Tofino, for Trini's March break, so it means some pre-filming. So I'm doing a lot of class planning this week and probably some extra filming later this week. And we also went and checked out, we went to the camera store this afternoon to check out a vlogging camera because the resolution, right now I'm vlogging on my iPhone. So a few things about that are not ideal. One, it's my phone and the resolution isn't perfect on it, so it'd be nice to have a camera dedicated just to the vlogging. So that's what we're looking into for you, and also some tripods so that I can get some great time lapses and set up some great shots for you, which I'm really looking forward to. So I'm going to show you these totem poles. I'm going to take some shots of those and then I'm going to go back home. Hello, it's Tuesday afternoon. I've just gotten home from yoga class and Tim is going on to his second YouTube training for the day. We've been invited to a few things from our YouTube rep to try and improve our YouTube channel for you guys. So Tim's doing a great job. Yay, Tim, for training today. And anyway, I just got back from yoga, as I said, and the thing that stood out to me about my yoga class today and the teachings I received today was Carly, my teacher, said today, this is not an aesthetic practice. I don't care what this pose looks like, and you shouldn't either. And I just thought that was really interesting. It was just such an interesting way to say that what the pose looks like doesn't matter. This is not an aesthetic practice. I don't care what it looks like and you shouldn't either. So that really stood out to me. You might hear me say that when I'm teaching later this week or in some of my videos in the future. Here we are heading up Mount Doug. The beautiful winding roads, and it's a gorgeous forest filled with moss-covered trees. And this road is usually closed from about noon. Well, noon actually opens and you can walk up this. And then here's the top. It was a crazy windy day, but the views are gorgeous from the top. And you can walk all the way up to the top and you can see just how windy it was up here. Okay, we are heading down this gorgeous little path to find a spot to film this morning for you. We're on Mount Tolmie and we're trying to find a spot with less wind. It's a chilly morning this morning, I tell you. And we're also trying to get the filming in before the rain. It has been raining a lot lately. We are really, I think, jumping the gun, getting back to filming outside. The rainy season really hasn't stopped yet, and it is not that warm out yet, but we really want to get back outside filming. So we filmed here before. It's so wet, God. And we'll film here again. It's gorgeous. There are mountains in the background, which I'm not sure my camera will pick up. It's a beautiful spot, and we will get filming as quickly as possible so we can get it done before the rain starts. Hello, it is Thursday, and it is a gorgeous day. We are filming today. We're pre-filming for when we're going to be away in March break, Namaste Yoga 323. We're coming down here to the beach. It's just such a beautiful day. It was so cold yesterday, and I was watching the weather, and it said it was going to be sunny today. It was pouring rain all morning, and Tim wasn't believing me that it was going to be sunny. But my weather app told me it was going to be sunny, and it's just a beautiful day. It is. So we're going to film down here on this beach, but it's pretty high tide right now. So maybe it's going to be water yoga. But I'm just so excited. It's so warm. I'm going to even be able to take off my jacket. Such a beautiful place. We've even filmed on this lawn before because friends of ours have friends that own this place, and they actually let us use their lawn here too sometimes. So many nice people in this world. Look at this, all this driftwood here. So I better follow Tim. Is that where we're filming? Looks like he's found me a rock. So nice. Oh, it's right on the golf course too. I just heard somebody hit their golf ball. I think we found paradise, Tim. Pardon? Did you find paradise? Yeah. We came down to the bottom of our street because one of our friends told us that this barge had come up on the shore, and lots of people are down here checking out this barge that's come up on the beach. Totally weird. Good morning. It's Friday morning and I'm alone in the apartment. Tim's gone off to volunteer at Salvation Army to hand out lunches, and I am procrastinating. Actually, I've made some really important phone calls, which is good. I've got a meeting with our accountant on Monday, hopefully a new accountant, which is good. But yeah, I need to get planning some membership classes so I can film them before we go away on March break. So I thought maybe if I turned on the camera and told you I was going to do that, that I would actually do it. So that's my thinking. This is my accountability, you guys. I'm being accountable to you. So just turning on the camera, telling you I'm going to do it, and then I'm going to go do it and stop procrastinating this morning. Okay, so here I go. I'm planning two membership classes now, getting them planned so I can film them hopefully this weekend. I'm researching from Martha Peterson's book, Move Without Pain, for the class that I'm writing right now. For the membership community, it's a brain yoga class to release the core, the midsection, and I came across this great quote that I had to share with you. I thought it was so great, I highlighted it already. And it said, "Anything worth doing is worth doing effortlessly." And I just love that. Anything worth doing is worth doing effortlessly.
Rocky Mountain Chocolate Factory is one of my favorite places to go window shopping in Victoria. And the day they were there, we were making caramel apples, or they were making caramel apples, and they have all their Easter candy out right now. You can see them making the caramel apples right here. You could smell them all the way out onto the street. Smelled so good. You can see all their caramel apples here. We often get them as birthday gifts for people. And they make lots of so many goodies there.
Yummy!
Hey, so it's mail time. I just went to the P.O. box and I got some letters and a postcard. This one is from Linda. She's been in India and she says, "Infinite time and no ambition is the way I go through India. Every day brings new surprises and challengings. We will enjoy it fully. Sending you much love and peace." So Linda was our first member in our membership community. So thank you, Linda. She also made me a plate with the words "infinite time and no ambition" on them, so that's really nice. Thank you for the postcard. Linda travels to India often. This is from Hannah. Violette. I like the envelope. This looks like a letter. You guys have been writing me letters lately. So this looks like a long letter. So I won't read it all now, but thank you, Hannah, for your letter. And I will read that off of camera. And then a card. This is from Cindy Perkins. Says you're a special person, your love of life and people shines through in so many inspiring ways. Wow, another letter. And a donation too. Thank you, Cindy. She says your last series is yet another wow. I'm a little behind, but learning the value of working through the Brahma Viharas in order. I have another memorable series including Inner Critic, the Nourishment classes. Thank you for the mind, body, spirit blends. So I value not only what you do for me, but this gift and honor. Appreciate you and send you all that you send out into the world. So needed and grateful. Thank you, Cindy. It's for you too, Trinity. Trinity Spelling. Thank you, Trinity.
Thank you, Trinity.
Thanks for mentioning Trinity. And then this is a company that sent us a message and asked us if they could send us their yogi surprise once a month. This is, I think it's a subscription you sign up for, and then they send you a box once a month. And so we said we'd take a look at it. So this isn't a review, this is an unboxing, because they sent me a few boxes and I'm just going to open one of them. So I have no idea what to expect. I have no idea about this company. I'm not endorsing this company or anything yet. I'm just going to see what's in their box right now. Cute little box, though. So, a little postcard here. And then it comes with little bags in it. Ooh. Little mint chocolate hearts. Raw mint chocolate hearts, 70% cacao. Would you like those, darling? Do you think the girls on the soccer team might enjoy those this morning? They're raw, vegan. So interesting to me what they think yogis would like. So yogi daughters like those. Okay, let's see what else they think yogis would like in a month. Okay, oh, interesting. That's really pretty.
Interesting.
You know, because, so it looks like an amethyst.
It's really pretty.
It's really pretty, actually. An amethyst necklace with a little lotus pendant on it. So that's very nice.
What else do they think
a yogi needs in a month to make them more yogi like? So you need jewelry. Apparently. Oh, you need lots of jewelry. That's pretty too, though. That's moonstone.
Put your hand behind it.
That's a very nice moonstone. And that's a very calming stone, actually. Trini, you need to redo my nails. You did such a good job last time. That's really pretty.
Well, it's been another fantastic week of vlogging. Thank you for watching. And let me know if you can tell when in the week that we got a new vlogging camera and if it made a difference for you. We think the resolution's a lot better for you, and I'm pretty excited about the new setup. And thanks for watching. If you liked the vlog, please give it a thumbs up and subscribe to the channel. We have a new vlog comes out every Monday by noon. So thanks for watching, and I will have another exciting week for you next week. Bye.